Wes, I'm lucky enough to participate in a lot of single barrel selections.
Absolutely.
And I've had 3 single barrels hit retail stores in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
And they all have a story.
Okay.
So if y'all want to hear about it, then stick around.
That, Randy, we need to take a moment to thank our faithful patrons.
Yes, we do.
Let's give them a round of applause because today is, guess what?
Thank a Patron Day.
Thank a Patron Day. It's every day.
Every day.
So we want to thank our patrons who are supporting this channel, supporting the cause. They believe in the mission. So if you want to know more about the mission and why these folks would be supporting it, stick around to the end of the video. We're going to talk all about it. But those names you see on the screen are in the top 3 tiers of our Patreon groups. There's all kinds of packages to fit every kind of budget. So go check out the Patreon if you haven't already. We'd love to have your support as well.
Awesome. All right, so these are the last 3 barrel picks that came out.
These are pretty dang good pours.
They are solid.
Yeah.
So we have new Riff,
which I'm excited about. This guy, I haven't tried it yet.
We have 1792 full proof, and we have a Still Austin bourbon.
I love Still Austin.
So have you ever gone to New Riff?
Yes, I have.
Did I take you there one time?
Yeah, it's in like it's right by the party.
It's in the Party Source parking lot.
Yes,
in
the parking lot of Party Source.
The Party Source, which was like the first liquor super. Yes,
how that started, but yes.
Yeah, so
I have been there.
The backstory is a gentleman in Kentucky had this vision like, hey, let's start a much larger liquor store that has a much wider selection. And so he kind of created the concept of liquor superstores.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
a Walmart of whiskey.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. And he sold off all of his locations except for this one. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what city it's in. Is it? It's Newport or Covington, but it's way up north.
Yeah.
And
it's right by the river.
Right by the river. And so he had this liquor store, and he was doing very well financially, and he had the idea to start a distillery, but you can't own a liquor store and a distillery at the same time because of the 3-tier system laws.
But this guy was smart.
So he gave the liquor store to his employees.
So when y'all can have it. I'm going to open up a distillery in the parking lot. I'll be out here.
Yeah, and I don't know what the payout situation was, but basically now that is an employee-owned store. So when you go to the Party Source and you're talking with somebody that's working there, they're part owner.
You're talking to the owner.
You're talking to the owner. Yeah. So don't ask to talk to a manager because you're talking to the owner already.
You're talking to the owner.
Yeah, and so the story on this one was we had a barrel pick trip coming up. And we try to do them in batches because it costs so much to travel from Texas to
Kentucky. Let's check and see how this one sounds.
Oh, that's
okay,
a solid
not
pop.
Bad, not
solid
bad.
Pop. We like to check the pop.
We gotta check the pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so we go there. Tour is amazing. They give us all headphones because there's a lot of places on the tour that it's kind of loud, and they've got like a little speaker that they're carrying around. And we're there with this couple that is engaged. And we've made an arrangement with them that whatever barrel we pick, they can buy as many cases as they want for like a anniversary type thing, but they're gonna serve this whiskey at their actual wedding. Ooh. And then they're gonna keep bottles of it for them to sip together throughout the years of their marriage.
Yeah.
And so they're planning on buying quite a bit of this whiskey.
Yeah.
And when we do barrel picks, most of the time they're totally blind. So we don't know what the proof is. We don't know really anything about the whiskey. We don't know when it was bottled. We don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And so we go through the entire tasting, and it comes down to 2, like it always does, and we vote.
Everybody
and
split.
This one's the clear winner. Mm. And after we select it, and it was like firm, we discover that barrel was literally originally filled on the date of their first date.
No way.
And that's the whiskey that they're going to be drinking for the rest of their marriage.
That's talk about
insane.
That's insane.
And we're all like, what? No. And she pulls up on her phone and she pulls up the picture that they took on their first date and pulled up the photo information. And we're looking at the date of the photo and we're looking at the date on the barrel, and it's the same date.
And you tell me God don't love whiskey.
That's what I'm saying.
That was like an
ordeal.
That was like a divine
intervention.
Moment there. These people are going to have the greatest marriage of all time.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They're going to probably have some amazing whiskey stories, memories, all because of that magical moment.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of this guy?
I love it, man. I've always loved New Riff in general. But this one, you know, it's like a cinnamony. I'm getting a good kind of cinnamon punch to it.
There's a
lot
of
overbearing,
a lot of sweetness on the front end.
Not overbearing cinnamon in the way of like Fireball, but just like a good baking spice of cinnamon in there.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. It's sweeter on the front end. New Riff is one of those whiskeys that I can always count on it to be a solid pour.
Yeah.
That having been said, no offense, I haven't had a New Riff yet that just like blew my mind, but I've never had one that I was like, this is a bad quality price ratio.
Right, yeah.
They're all really solid.
That's
and I think part of that is because they are a newer distillery and their whiskey is getting, you know, higher in age, and we're starting to see a little bit more development in the barrel and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they did it right, and they didn't release whiskey until it was aged to a point that they felt comfortable. And a lot of distilleries don't have the financial ability to wait to start to release products because they've got so much money tied up in those barrels. They got to start selling something, and they release a product when it's too young, and then some of the people that try it are like, this really isn't good whiskey, and then they don't want to give it a try when it's older. And these guys did it right. But yeah, I really love this product, and it's a good price, and it's column still.
Yeah, which, and non-chill filter, just beautiful complexities to it. All your traditional notes that you're used to. But to me, in this particular barrel, just that cinnamon's pushing through. And I love cinnamon, so
yeah.
I ain't mad about it.
So let's talk about this guy. This is Still Austin.
I love Still Austin.
And why do you love Still Austin?
Because they're Texan, first and foremost.
They're Texan, baby!
Yes, we love our Texans here in Texas. But man, the reason I love Still Austin is because there's a lot of micro distilleries, right? There's a lot of kind of craft distillers out there. Thank you. And for a craft distiller to do it right is in the top 10%, right? A lot of them make great whiskey. It's good. But you can always tell that, yeah, that's from a craft distillery.
Yeah.
Nothing terrible about it, but it's just like you can tell. Mm-hmm. But Still Austin, man, they're like, they compete with the big dogs in my mind.
I think
especially so. Especially their cask strength stuff. It's really good.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm excited about Still Austin as a Texas product is they are one of the only Texas distilleries that is releasing whiskey that's actually been aged appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was made on a column still. So for those of you who don't know, when you are a big Kentucky bourbon drinker and then you try Texas whiskey and you're like, oh, this is terrible, I don't like it, blah, blah, blah. What you don't like is pot still bourbon.
Right.
It's very oily, it's thicker, it's denser, you feel like you gotta chew it before you can swallow it. This doesn't have that. This right. is more in alignment with that Kentucky palate that you're used to. So if you're one of those people out there that has eschewed Texas whiskey altogether because you didn't like the first few things you tried, I challenge you to try some of this Still Austin because it is pretty solid.
Yeah, and even more of a challenge, try it in a blind with some of your favorite Kentucky bourbons.
Yeah.
And see if you can even notice any difference, and if not, choose it because it's incredible. Their cask strength stuff is, I mean, it's the best whiskey coming out of Texas for sure. But I mean, I put it up there against some of the big dogs for sure. It's really good.
It's certainly
really
good. My favorite column still whiskey in Texas. And you know, I love Iron Root and some of the other producers that use a pot still, but this is a pretty solid offering. What do you think of this guy?
Give me a moment, Randy. Quit rushing me, okay?
I'm not. I'll go first.
Up, but
here's the thing. I write the script, so sometimes I talk too much, and yeah, I got to give Wes a chance to talk.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Come on, my palate.
Hey, nice hat.
Hey, thanks. Nice lanyard.
Nice rocks glass.
Thanks, man. Nice travel case.
Nice blend topper.
Thank you. Nice candle.
Nice bottle bag.
Thanks, man. That's a nice tumbler.
Nice woman's t-shirt.
Oh, thanks. Nice extra schmedium shirt. You know what's really strange is that as soon as you said Buffalo Trace, I was swallowing, and I on my palate, I was like, this has a little bit of that almost grapey, cherry, Buffalo Trace profile on it. So
it's in that direction.
Yeah, it's in that
direction. To the point that I used to have a buddy of mine, he hated Texas whiskey. And anytime the subject of Texas whiskey came up, he would immediately start talking trash online.
He's like, I'm out.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And so one day I was like, hey, buddy, I got a blind for you. And so I sent him E.H. Taylor Barrel Proof. E.H. Taylor Small Batch, Taylor Single Barrel, and they had released a 100-proof version of the Still Austin Bourbon.
Okay.
And I put those three in a double blind. I didn't even tell him whether or not he was drinking bourbon.
Yep.
And he ranked the Still Austin number one. And I was like, ah, I gotcha.
Gotcha.
I gotcha.
Hey, that's when Randy wants to do a blind with you. Just prepare.
Just
to
be prepared. Gotten. You might end up having to eat some of the trash talking words you said in the past.
Yeah, that'll happen. Now, tell me about the 1792. Okay.
So the 1792 is obviously a legacy distillery.
Yep.
1792 is owned by Sazerac Corporation. It also owns Buffalo Trace down the street.
Yep.
And we've had some really great experiences at 1792.
I love their distilleries.
I got to meet Danny Kahn when he was the master distiller there. He's been promoted into a role that's like generally over Sazerac Brands now. Mm. But 1792 is a really, really solid offering, but it's also very affordable. One of the problems with these craft distilleries when they release a cash strength, you know, product that's of this quality that's been aged, they can't sell it for as cheap as the legacy distilleries.
Yeah.
And so this bottle was only $49.99.
Mm.
And it's 125 proof because it's full proof.
It's full. Hang on.
Oh,
even better. Got
solid.
The squeak. I like
Got
the squeak.
Squeak and the pop.
I like a squeak and pop. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that really does
it. Sounds dirtier than it is. It's not as dirty.
It's dirty.
Well, there you go.
Dirty. Very dirty.
Yeah, so.
So.
Do you know, can you tell them what a full proof is versus a barrel proof?
So full proof is when you bottle the product out of the barrel at the barrel entry proof, which the what 1792 does is barrel entry proof at 125, which means they may proof it back down to 125 in order to get that full proof, 125 proof barrel entry.
Basically, yeah. And so like for Weller, for instance, their barrel entry proof is 114. Mm-hmm. And so Weller full proof is 114. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people get those confused. But there's a local liquor store here called Tilt Liquor.
Uh-huh, I've heard of that.
And the owner reached out and he's like, hey, trying to grow my barrel program. I'd love to partner with you on some single barrels and, you know, trust your palate. And so we do single barrel selections through Tilt Liquor for our Patreon members. Because Patreons want to have exclusive access. That's one of the benefits. You get exclusive access to single barrels.
Yeah.
And so for this particular guy, we got the samples. I broke them up into little bitty half-ounce sample bottles. Mm-hmm. And then I did a survey of the Patreon group and said, who wants to do a barrel pick? You have to be able to be on a Zoom at this date and time. Mm. And then we mailed the samples out to everybody and we got on a Zoom and we all sat around and we tasted the whiskey and we all voted the way that we would if we were all in the same room. And this was the full proof that we picked. And I feel like it's a solid one.
Yeah, and I don't remember being invited to that, but that's okay. Next time.
I think you were doing ministry work in
the
Dominican Republic.
I can sample whiskey in the Dominican.
I'm just saying, I couldn't get the samples to him fast enough. Because you can't get it through customs.
It's
all
just
it's customs' fault. It's not me. It's not that I'm not thoughtful.
So, but with your traditional 1792, what I usually get with the full proofs is I get that kind of banana flavors with mm-hmm. the full proofs only. Everything else with 1792, I don't get as much of that.
You get more cherry.
I get more cherry. But with the 1792, I get a little more banana. But with this one, I'm not getting as much of that.
Yeah.
As
this is like super well balanced.
It's well balanced. It's definitely a lot proofier than the other two. You can definitely taste that oomph coming through the 125. But I mean, I love it.
Yeah,
it's great.
Solid pour.
Great job to all of you who got invited to the barrel pick and without me. Thank you. Great
yeah.
job. You yeah. got great palates, all of you.
All of them. They were all very muy excelente.
Muy excelente.
Yeah, we're just trying to integrate all the different cultures.
All
this
the cultures are welcome here at Bourbon Real Talk.
It's going to be great. It's going to be so good. All right, so we're going to give some whiskey away. We're going to have 5 1-ounce sample packs. You're going to get one of each of these guys.
Nice. So they can try for themselves and see that Texas whiskey is worth sipping.
Yeah, maybe have someone pour it for you blind.
I dare you. I double dog.
Double dog.
Actually. So
see if you can identify the Texas whiskey.
I bet you can.
Bet you can't.
All right, if you want to get in on this, it's super easy. There's not really anything you can do easier to get free whiskey than this. And that is to like the video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell for notifications. And that's important because ringing that bell will notify you of future episodes. And we give away cool free whiskey and free whiskey stuff on every episode. So you want to know. And so do that. Then the last thing you need to do is go down to the description and click the link that's right next to the big giant caps word giveaway. Mm-hmm. That'll take you to our Google Sheet where you can fill out your basic contact info. We'll use that information to run it in our randomizer with everyone else who enters will win. And we'll select our winner at random, and they will get their samples absolutely free. There's
absolutely
no hidden fees. You don't have to pay shipping. You don't have to pay for anything. We're just really cool people who give away free whiskey.
Yeah. If you want to support this channel, there are 3 ways. We already told you about Patreon, but we have really great merch at bourbonrealtalk.com.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm also a residential real estate agent in the Dallas and Houston metro area, and you can find links for information about how to support the channel, all 3 ways in the video description on YouTube. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, you might be like, hey, what's going on here? This is a little bit different. And we're trying to be different. We're not just trying to educate you about whiskey, which we are. We're also trying to create community and connection, which is our main purpose.
Absolutely.
And that is because I lost a loved one to suicide in 2014, and he was missing some of that connection in his life. And I saw how whiskey was bringing people together. And I thought to myself, maybe I can get you connected to whiskey, and whiskey will do the rest of the job and connect you to others. And so we started this channel. But if you want connection, you do have to have a forum, and some of the forums have trolls.
We hate trolls. They're buttholes.
They're mean to people online.
Yeah, I don't like them.
They taught us a couple things. One, we needed our own forum that was troll-free, which we now have.
Yep.
Bourbon Real Talk community on Facebook. It's free. You can join anytime. And
they also taught us.
I think, though, that Bourbon Real Talk community is certainly one of the largest American whiskey forums in the world.
Yeah, it's definitely the largest troll-free environment.
It's definitely the largest troll-free, and it's been so successful. We started a 501c3 called LiveStayProject.org, suicide prevention and intervention. If you want to be a part of that, go join. But the other thing that they taught us was that if they can hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving you online.
Yeah.
And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.